with local organizations to offer their unsold food to people in need in Verdun and the Sud-Ouest. The project debuted at Gentalon Market in 2017 and was considered a success in the fight against poverty and to reduce food waste. Since then, 68 tons of fruits and vegetables, which is about two-fifths as heavy as a house, were distributed around the neighborhood La Petite Patrie. For more, visit CGLO News and CGLO Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. CGLO 1619 AM, Living for the City.
Good evening, and welcome to Transmission on CJLO 1690 AM. It's been a while. It's Wednesday, November 9th, 10 p.m., but not on this board, which I guess perhaps does not adjust for daylight savings time. But there are some clocks that say that it's 10 p.m. now. And you're listening to Transmission for the first time in a little while. I can't actually distinctly recall when was the last time I was on air. But clearly long enough for me to feel a sudden sense of bewilderment at all of this. Back in the CJLO studios out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Canada. I could get vaguer, but I don't think that's necessary. Tonight's show, as far as a return show, does not have any real specific theme or unifying logic to it. It is mostly an assortment of songs that I have sequenced together in a way that felt right to me. Some things I've discovered since the last show aired. This is a collection of music that I'm not going to try to think too hard about and just play. And we'll see how things go. Welcome back to the show. If we have any repeat listeners or new listeners, however you may be joining us, whether on the very noisy AM, which I think only gets worse at night as far as catching this station and only the station, or perhaps you're listening to us in the joyful online stream that is crystal clear, or at least as far as it can be. Seems like transmission is just about ending in the background for me, which should perhaps be the cue to jump into the first song, which, in honor of being back live again in studio, I've got Dave Van Ronk with Mac the Knife, live from Sir George William University, recorded in 67. I was invited by, I believe this was a jointly produced show between the Folk Societies of Concordia and McGill. I'm not sure exactly which room. I'm going to assume perhaps the big auditorium in Hall. This was released, I want to say, in 97, so I guess someone was sitting on a recording of Dave Van Ronk for about 30 years. Mac the Knife being a track from the Threepenny Opera by Brecht and Vale, And let's just get right into it. You're listening to Transmission on CJLO 1690 AM. Here is Dave Henronk.
The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has McKeith, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's McKeith, dear? So there's not a trace of red on a sidewalk. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Mack the knife. Children of the darkness, some are children of the sun. You can't see the sons of daylight. Sons of dark are seen by none. And the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has McKeith, dear, and he keeps it out of sight.
Once more, to lay me down with my head in sparkling glory, let the thank you.
Fatal Attraction, CJLO's most mysterious surreal comedy talk show, every Friday at 2 a.m. That's right, I'm officially a vampire. Tune in to hear me play music by queer artists of color, talk about self-care and feelings, and sometimes interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
Well, she's a real cool sister, but I'm thinking she's a little uptight.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jontolo Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
And we'll come back to transmission on CJLO 1690 AM. We are getting back into the groove. of things, and trying my best not to completely disintegrate on the first evening back. The songs you just heard, the song you just heard was To Lay Me Down by Cowboy Junkies. That is a Jerry Garcia composition of Grateful Dead fame. That's from their Rarities, B-Sides, and Slow Sad Waltzes CD, which I think I caught a glance of in the CJLO vault, which is being reorganized. But this is not from that CD, because I think if I would have tried to play a CD on the CGJs tonight, things would not go well. And things are going to have to go a bit better for me now as I try to cue up the next song and perhaps rather improvise to ensure seamless music. So let's just get right into a song by Canadian musician Elise Weinberg. This is Houses on CJLO 1690 AM.
I could never.
And welcome back to Transmission on CJLO 1690 AM. The song you just heard was Down by the River by Neil Young, who also plays the guitar in the previous track that was Houses by Elise Weinberg. That's from the album Grease Paint Smile, which I believe was reissued recently. I meant to bring my record of Neil Young's Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, but I did not have time to stop at my apartment after going to see the Basquiat exhibit at the Museum of Fine Arts. So that was played off my phone. So to get the full experience, just kind of go back in your memory and fill in a lot of crackle and pop. Perhaps I could have had like some dead wax just playing in the background to really simulate what 40 odd years of dust and vinyl deterioration does to a sound recording. I believe that was just from a CD that is very badly beaten up, and I'm pretty sure Cinnamon Girl just like straight up hurts your ears to listen to, which is perhaps one of the nice things with vinyl is the deteriorations are at times slightly more palatable than the sheer harshness of digital distortion and such. But we're going to keep going. Next up, we got three songs. The first one being a Julie Doiron song who I somewhat recently saw at the Rialto Theater. It's part of Pop Montreal. And I arrived late to the concert, so she may have played this song before I got here, but she did not play this song, which is the one Julie Doiron song that I very much like and was the whole motivation for going to that concert. But she was still very good. But anyway, here is Spill Your Lungs from I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day.
Nothing.
for nothing. Oh, we're gonna chase each other around this town for nothing. Preparing for the worst, holding it.
Are you looking for a live music experience in Montreal? Here are just a few of the concerts happening in November, presented by Greenland and Eventco. Starting off on November 7th, you can see Pucifer live at the Olympia. On November 14th, check out Old Sea Brigade at Barlow Ritz PDB. Then on November 18th, Obby the Nomad will be live at the Belmont. Also on November 18th, JJ Wild will be live at Studio TD. On November 23rd, Oshiaga presents Arkells at MTELUS. And finally, on November 24th, Deer Rouge will be at Pitsy Campus. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to greenland.ca. It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer. Your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene. With your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
Welcome back to Transmission on CJLO 1690 AM. The songs you heard before the ad break were Spill Your Lungs by Julie Doiron, followed by Kiss and Say Goodbye by Kate and Anna McGarrigle. I chose this song because I saw Julie Doiron open for Martha Wainwright at the Rialto Theater as part of Pop Montreal. And I have to say, I don't distinctly recall what the other offerings were that night, but that was perhaps not the best choice. So rather than play a Martha Wainwright song, because I was not particularly inspired by that concert, I decided to play one of her mom's songs. Because you know, sometimes you have to be a bit, I'm not even sure this would be, you know what, I just did not care for Martha Wainwright, and I'll leave it at that. But Kate and Anna McGarrigle, always a fun time. That was Kiss and Say Goodbye. And that was followed by I Am So Happy with My Little Dog by Shabasan and Kurgovic, which is a new record I quite like that I want to say I discovered on Twitter, probably from Brendan McCracken, whose music writing and music choices are always very good. And that's a record I've been enjoying a lot lately. And now we are going to move into some slightly louder stuff. I realized that the playlist I've assembled tonight is very far from what is ostensibly supposed to be the core of this show, which is post-punk, which I feel like usually I've at least tried to play one post-punk track, but I don't think I've actually truly have anything that would be distinctly considered post-punk in this playlist, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. So we're gonna go in with some Alex G, who his last concert I saw on Sunday, which was nice, at Metropolis, and this is a song from his album Rocket that I quite like. This is Bobby. You're listening to Transmission on CJLO 1690 AM.
I clean it for you. long time ago. I should have put you in a when I'm back down to Mexico. I'd have followed my first mind. Yeah, I'd have followed pretty baby. My first mind. I say, I would have been gone since my 17. Lord knows I should have been gone. Oh no, I should be gone. But you got me messed around here with your baby girl, crying on a killing floor.
And welcome back to Transmission on CJLO 1690. That was the Jimi Hendrix Experience with Killing Floor live at Monterey. Before that, we had Bobby by Alex G. And next up, we're going to listen to some Land of Kush with Against the Day, which I can't believe took me this long to end up on, I guess the day being the title of a Thomas Pynchon book, from which this kind of album EP is based on, Land of Kush being one of the projects of Montreal-based guitarist Sam Shalabi, who I was lucky enough to see a few weeks, months ago at La Sotoranea, playing with one of my former teachers, Mark Molnar, which was one of my first live performances that I had been to in a while, and was an experience I wish I could have recorded, because it was truly one of the best things I had had the chance to hear in a while, and not much of what I've found lately or afterwards of Sam Shalabi's work has truly kind of scratched that itch of what he performed with Mark that night a few weeks ago, sometime in the past. That is just slowly, slowly escaping. I am currently killing time until I can play the news. And then after the news, we will listen to some Land of Kush. And after that, we'll have some Henry Flint with Lonesome Train Dreams. The next hour of music is going to be a lot of longer tracks, some more improvisational tracks, some jammy stuff. Perfect to slow down and fall asleep to, or whatever you might be doing with your Wednesday evening, whether it is ending, beginning, or wherever you may find yourself. If you're listening to this in your bedroom, headphones, in a speaker, I would say some of the next songs, you definitely want to immerse yourself in them, however you may be able to do that, whether it is cozying it up in a quiet corner with some headphones, blasting it as loud as you can from your stereo. I think as long as it encompasses you as best you can. Anyway, here's the news.
Dominique Anglade is no longer the chief of the Liberals. This morning, in a press conference, Anglade announced,
"I have informed the party president of my resignation as the leader of the Quebec Liberal Party."
She had the position for over 2.5 years. After the election, Anglade succeeded in taking the official status of opposition in the parliament, but it wasn't without a fight. Many doubted her leadership capacities when the Liberal presented the worst percentage of citizens' vote. Also, she announced her resignation as deputy of Saint-Henri-Sainte-Anne.